Beauty Bob, the show that'll keep you in the know about popular Hollywood trends in fashion, fitness, makeup, hair care, and skincare. Keeping it real and coming straight from the heart. Hi there, I'm your host, Melina Gay, and welcome to Beauty Pop.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Beauty Pop. I am your host, Melina Gay, and we have an exciting show today for you. We are going to be speaking with the lovely Ms. Agnes Leong, who is the Miss San Francisco Beauties of the Nation for 2013. So we're so excited to have her on the line. Thank you for joining us today, Agnes. Agnes, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Well, welcome. Welcome, welcome. Thank you for joining us. And we're going to chat with you in just a few moments. But first, we're going to jump right on into the color of the week. All right, gang, this week's color is fern green. Now, fern green is a color that resembles, guess what? Ferns. Now, we all know what a fern is. That is a lovely spiked plant that is of a light green hue. And actually, a Crayola crayon was named fern back in 1998. Now, here's a little known fact that the first recorded use of the term fern green as a color came in the English language in 1902. Now, spring is the time for new foliage blooming. The new grass, the fresh new flower buds, everything is coming alive after being frozen all winter long. And in the spring, it's ready to spring forth with new life. So let me let you know that speaking of springing forward, let's not forget that it's daylight savings time this weekend. Yes, already. I know. That's what I said. So don't forget to set your clocks back on Saturday night. And if you need to, set a reminder by your phone. But definitely we're going to get 1 hour less sleep, so let's all be prepared for that. In the meantime, let's break out our fern green this week and get ready for the fresh, new, wonderful spring 2014 that is to come. So we're going to jump right on into our next segment, which is Melina Says. And this week's Melina Says, did you all know that 3 days before she won the Academy Award for her stunning performance in 12 Years a Slave, Lupita Nyong'o left the audience at Essence's Black Women in Hollywood luncheon teary-eyed and speechless as she shared her journey to self-acceptance as a dark-skinned woman? Now, I have to tell you that when I saw this article at first on Facebook earlier, I listened to it, I clicked on it, and I said, okay, now, you know, I respect Lupita. I love the work that she, the ethic that she has. I mean, she's a graduate of Yale Drama School, so she absolutely deserves every accolade. She's studied hard, she's trained hard, and it's her time. So I didn't know what to expect with this speech. But when I listened to it, it was absolutely every person, not just every little girl, every person needs to hear this heartfelt speech. Now, unfortunately, because of licensing and copyrights and things like that, we're not able to play it for you. But fortunately, due to the wonders of the internet, I was able to obtain it, and I will read a portion of it for you. She begins with, I want to take this opportunity to talk about beauty. Black beauty, dark beauty. I received a letter from a girl, and I'd like to share just a small part of it with you. Dear Lupita, it reads, I think you're really lucky to be this black, but yet this successful in Hollywood overnight. I was just about to buy Denisha's whitening cream to lighten my skin when you appeared on the world map and saved me. Lupita goes on to say, my heart bled a little when I read those words. I could never have guessed that my first job out of school would be so powerful in and of itself and that it would propel me to be such an image of hope in the same way that the women of the color purple were to me. I remember a time when I too felt unbeautiful. I put on the TV and only saw pale skin. I got teased and taunted about my night-shaded skin. And my one prayer to God, the miracle worker, was that I would wake up lighter skinned. The morning would come and I would be so excited about seeing my new skin that I would refuse to look down at myself until I was in front of a mirror because I wanted to see my fair face first. And every day, I experienced the same disappointment of being just as dark as I had been the day before. I tried to negotiate with God.
I told him I would stop stealing sugar cubes at night if he gave me what I wanted. I would listen to my mother's every word and never lose my school sweater again if he just made me a little lighter. But I guess God was unimpressed with my bargaining chips because he never listened. And when I was a teenager, my self-hate grew worse. As you can imagine, happens with adolescents. My mother reminded me often that she thought I was beautiful, but that was no consolation. She's my mother. Of course she's supposed to think I'm beautiful. And then Alec Weck came on the international scene. A celebrated model, she was dark as night. And she was on all the runways and in every magazine, and everyone was talking about how beautiful she was. Even Oprah called her beautiful, and that made it a fact. I couldn't believe that people were embracing a woman who looked so much like me as beautiful. My complexion had always been an obstacle to overcome, and all of a sudden, Oprah was telling me it wasn't. It was perplexing, and I wanted to reject it because I'd begun to enjoy the seduction of inadequacy. But a flower couldn't help but bloom inside of me. When I saw Alec, I inadvertently saw a reflection of myself that I could not deny. Now, I had a spring in my step because I felt more seen, more appreciated by the faraway gatekeepers of beauty. But around me, the preference for light skin prevailed. To the beholders that I thought mattered, I was still unbeautiful. And my mother again would say to me, "You can't eat beauty. It doesn't feed you." And these words plagued and bothered me. I didn't really understand them until finally I realized that beauty was not a thing that I could acquire or consume. It was something that I just had to be. And what my mother meant when she said you can't eat beauty was that you can't rely on how you look to sustain you. What is fundamentally beautiful is compassion for yourself and for those around you. That kind of beauty inflames the heart and enchants the soul. It is what got Patsy in so much trouble with her master, but it is also what has kept her story alive to this day. We remember the beauty of her spirit even after the beauty of her body has faded away. And so I hope that my presence on your screens and in the magazines may lead you, young girl, on a deeper journey, that you will feel the validation of your external beauty, but also get to the deeper business of being beautiful inside. There is no shade to that beauty. Ladies and gentlemen listening, when I saw this, tears just started to flow because it is absolutely so true. There is no one shade to beauty. There is no one shade to beauty, and we are all beautiful because true beauty comes from within. Oh, on that note, beautiful, beautiful Julie Smith, are you back with us now?
I am, absolutely. How are you today, Melina?
I am wonderful, and so glad to have you back. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm very glad to be back. Yes, I've been traveling quite a bit the last few weeks, and I hated to have to miss the show last week, but I was very excited to get back and, talk about all of this Oscar buzz, and you're absolutely right. I knew that Lupita had made this speech that you just read. I hadn't had a chance to watch it yet, so I'm definitely looking forward to that. Her Oscar speech just blew me away. I felt as if I was feeling her every emotion, you know, and I could not be more thrilled for her, but also just more thrilled for the industry and just for everyone who gets to bear witness and listen to her words. I think it's a great thing for all of us. So, you know, she's really blowing me away. And the fact that she's come out of nowhere. And this
right.
to be handling it that way too, to be so young, and not only is she just reveling in, oh my gosh, this is my first job out of school, but she is really taking responsibility for this immediate and sudden fame. She's really taking responsibility and using her words this way. It's just amazing. I'm so impressed with her.
It is. I'm so impressed. I mean, once you enter this industry of entertainment, you're a role model whether you like it or not. I mean, I'm sorry, Dennis Rodman. Once you decide you're going to be a professional basketball player, a professional athlete, then people are going to watch you and they're going to look at you as a role model. And it's up to us. And if you don't want to do it, then guess what? Go be a janitor. Go be a principal of a school. Go do something else, but get out of the limelight if you're not going to be okay with being a role model. And I appreciate the fact that at such a young age, not only has she's accepted it, she is embracing and taking charge and actually and standing up and speaking out. I love it. I think it is, she is just an inspiration and a light, and just go, Lupita.
Right.
Waiting on her.
Bravo.
Window.
Bravo, Lupita.
Bravo. Bravo. So tell me, okay, so what is hot and popping in fashion?
I'll tell you, this 'tis the season for what's hot and popping on the red carpets. And again, I feel like I'm just turning into a little bit of the Lupita show, but you know what, as it is, I mean, speaking of red carpet, she's been nailing that as well, this whole red carpet season. And so did so many others on the red carpet the other night. Let's start off by talking about the fact that we didn't know exactly what that red carpet was going to look like since it monsooned here in Los Angeles the night before. I was a little worried. I actually was on Hollywood Boulevard and saw this craziness, but they got it together. And the celebs really, you know, came out and showed up. I have some top picks that I thought looked amazing. Lupita, of course, being one of them. She wore a baby blue Prada full-length gown. I mean, she, to me, looked like, you know, the African Cinderella, literally. You know the storybooks where Cinderella has the big baby blue ball gown on, even down to the headband? She just was stunning, and that dress was custom made for her, if you couldn't tell. And I kept thinking the whole time, I'm looking at her going, what kind of push-ups is this woman doing so I can get
okay.
on that plan? So, but, you know,
I know
me,
her arms were killer.
Yeah,
her arms were
exactly.
killer.
Amazing. And, you know, when I watch a red carpet, for me personally, it is the fashion, you know, that's what everybody's watching out for. But sometimes, to me, it's the full package. You know, I am looking at the fashion, but how do you wear it? How does it look on you? Your hair, how did you choose to wear your hair? It's the full package, and I thought she really brought it. She looked amazing. And I don't know if you saw, there's a picture floating around the Internet of this moment where Lupita was walking down the red carpet, and she lifted her dress, but picked it up by the sides as you do with a ball gown. And I mean, it just caught the wind and swooshed. Again, she looked like the pictures of Cinderella in the storybooks. It was just amazing. So next on the list, and I like to call her my girl, even though I don't know her, J-Law, Jennifer Lawrence, because she's from where I'm from Louisville, Kentucky. And I thought she looked stunning, and it was like a coral red or a tomato red peplum Dior strapless gown. She looked fantastic, I thought. You know, Jennifer's the face of Dior, so she had her pick of Dior dresses, and I just thought she really, you know, it was a very clean line, solid color, not a lot of bells and whistles other than the peplum, but I thought that in that case, less was more, and she looked great. And she also wore the trend that you see, I don't know if there's a name for it, I just call it a back necklace, where she had a long necklace on, but the longer part hung down her back as opposed to the front. And I thought that was just beautiful. Speaking of mm-hmm. Dior, Charlize Theron was also in a black Dior gown, which I thought was beautiful. However, just me personally, it had this, you know what reminded me, you know those bras with the clear strap?
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know the ones.
I still haven't quite, I don't know how I feel about those, because the whole idea is to create an illusion, but the fact that you can see that it's a clear strap kind of kills the whole illusion for me.
Exactly. I'm not feeling that. I mean, just go
strapless. Yeah, exactly. So Charlize's dress did the same thing. I loved the dress minus the distraction of the clear strap for me. It was a very deep plunging necklace. It didn't have to have the clear straps, though, and I just would have rather seen it without. However, carrying on, Amy Adams looked amazing, I thought, in a navy blue Alexander McQueen. Now, I have to say, I don't particularly like navy blue, and that's maybe just a personal preference, but I just feel like it's such an office color, and, I, and it just never has done anything for me on a red carpet. However, I loved the shape of her dress so much that I was willing to let that slide. So, yeah, it was just a beautiful, very structured. It reminded me in many ways of Jennifer Lawrence's dress as far as the kind of a heavy structured material. Not a lot of bells and whistles, but it had this beautiful, like almost like origami at the top, like these folds. And it was just very simply beautiful. And I thought she wore it beautifully. And then quickly, because I, you know, I can go on all day about this stuff, I have to also mention Kate Hudson. She wore this beautiful, almost Greek goddess-looking, very drapey cream or white-colored Versace gown. And Kate Hudson, she always nails everything she wears. She's like a little mannequin, you know. You could almost just put anything on her, and it just falls beautifully. So I just wanted to mention her. Yeah, I thought she looked great. Other than those ladies, and another reason I really liked those ladies and their fashion is because there was color. It popped. The rest of what you saw on the red carpet was pretty, but there was so much just kind of neutral, cream, light silver, gray, which is nice, but when it's everyone, then I got bored, you know?
Yeah. It's not the nicest ever.
Well,
thank you so much, Julie.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Sounds like you had a great time checking out the fashions and running
eating
around
up with a spoon.
that is. Well, we have to take a quick break, and we will be right back with more Beauty Pop with the fabulous Julie Smith. And coming up, we're going to be speaking with the lovely, lovely Miss San Francisco Beauties of the Nation, Ms. Agnes Leong. I hope I'm saying that right, but we'll check in with her as soon as we come back. Stay right there.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
Crystal Coral Seas is a fine gemstone jewelry line that authenticates and promotes a collection of high-quality jewelry that is exclusive to the Melina brand.
The Melina Gay Signature Collection is a process of the knowledge that has been obtained from many years of jeweled artisan experience and international travel. Unique to most jewelry collections, the MGSC staff travels the world to obtain the best quality gemstones at the most affordable prices while keeping up with the latest styles.
All of Melina's pieces from her custom signature collection have been designed and created by experienced hand crafters. This allows all of the exquisite and unique pieces the options of making any adjustments or refinements, thereby creating an even more personalized custom piece.
For your next memorable moment,
MGSC.
Available at LL's Consignment Boutique, located at 1205 North La Brea in Inglewood.
Well, welcome back to Beauty Pop. I'm your host, Melina Gay, and I'm here with co-host Julie Smith. And right now we are going to speak with the lovely Agnes Leong. She is Miss San Francisco Beauty, Nations of the Beauty, or the Beauties of the Nations 2013. Agnes, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Agnes. Hi there. Now,
Hello?
I love that. We have applause. We have applause for you. Thank you for joining the show today.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Now, I'm going to read a little about Agnes to the audience. And this comes directly from your biography going into the pageant. Now, Agnes writes that at 8 years old, I escaped from Indonesia to Germany due to a political war. My experience as a refugee taught me the value of independence at a very young age and has shaped me into the woman I am today, strong, confident, and positive. Giving back has always been my passion. I learned German within 5 months of my arrival in Germany and created a language program to help erase the communicative barriers that divided international students from native residents.
My ethnic heritage includes German, Chinese, and Indonesian. As a result, I'm trilingual. I graduated magna cum laude with a BS in finance and marketing and currently operate my own business in financial planning. I'm also a professional model and am the current Miss San Francisco Beauties of the Nation. Through the latter, I work with A Year Without War, an organization dedicated to ending war in the year 2020. My grandmother is my biggest hero. She not only taught me to believe in myself, but to dedicate my life to the service of others. She goes, although I still face barriers due to my height, race, and accent, such obstacles make me more determined to pursue my dreams, and I face those challenges with a smile. For every rejection, I firmly believe two will say yes. My perseverance and dedication to inspiring others to follow their aspirations led me to be chosen Miss San Francisco Beauties of the Nation. I was fortunate enough to have my story featured in several magazines, and I hope such exposure will lead others to turn their dreams into reality. Well, Agnes, thank you so much for joining us today, and I hope exposure here will help, will aid in that process. Welcome to Beauty Pop.
Thank you.
So, Agnes, tell me, what is your what made you decide to enter that particular pageant, and what is your previous pageant experience?
I have competed in several pageants before. I chose this pageant because they're really dedicated to community service, and that is what I'm looking for in a pageant, where I can give back to the community.
Well, wonderful. It's so nice when people have a philanthropic heart as well. You know, a lot of times beauty pageant, beauty winners, they're looked at as superficial and only wanting the cars and the money and the exposure, mm-hmm. but you actually had a philanthropic spirit that was your inspiration?
Yes, so I think my vision as a beauty queen is to have my voice heard, and my mission is to create nonprofit organizations in the future throughout the world, which will help children to fight against bullying.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, now, where did you get such love in your heart and just a desire to want to do these things? I know in your bio it said your grandmother is your biggest hero, your inspiration. Can you elaborate a little bit more on that, please?
Yes. So my grandmother, I was raised by my grandmother, and while she was battling through cancer, she still pursued her passion in helping others. And help to volunteer teach at different schools on how to prevent bullying. So I think she's my biggest inspiration because no matter how hard life can be, you still can give back to the community and serve others because that's what really counts.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That is what really counts. It's about how, it's not you, it's about what you do to help others. That's such a beautiful message. Let me switch gears a little bit. Now, beauty-wise, I know that you are a combination of German, Chinese, and Indonesian. Now, mm-hmm. when people, and I know that must have been a challenge, as all of us, with different skin colors, such as yourself is one shade, I'm one shade, Julie is another shade, but we're all beautiful women of color. How did you combat that growing up, and how did winning the title of a beauty queen, how did that change your perception or your people's reaction to you?
Well, I'm actually part, like, 25% German, but because I mainly look Asian, when I moved to Germany, I was bullied due to my skin color and accent, so I never, ever thought that I could be a model or a beauty queen, but that's why I think also one of the main reasons I entered a pageant is to, I think, spread the message that you can be the change you want to see in your world, no matter what ethnicity or what skin color you have.
You're absolutely right. And so now that you've won the title, do people treat you differently? Like, do some of those same people, or do you even encounter those same people? Do people treat you differently now that you have the title of beauty queen?
Yeah, people treat me differently. They treat me nicer most of the time. But I think that being a beauty queen is much more than your outer experience. I think that I want to be a role model and example for all the young women that we can make a positive difference in other people's lives. So I hope that I can inspire others to take initiative to be the young leaders that we want to see.
And you know what? You keep going the way that you're going, and actually even what you're doing now, I know that that is going to happen with the path that you are trailblazing right about now. Julie, do you have any questions for
Agnes? I do. Hi, Agnes. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you. Glad you're joining us tonight. One of the questions I had, is for a lot of the young women, I mean, from little girls to even women that are into their 20s, you know, because there are still pageants that you can enter when you're past your teens. There are so many different types of pageants that have never done anything like that before. And as you say, you thought at one point, for one reason or another, think it's not something that they could do. What one piece of advice would you offer them if they still have that dream and, you know, just don't know how to get started or don't feel confident enough in themselves that it's something they could do? What would be one thing you would leave them with?
I think just believe in yourself, because I think everyone is unique in their own beauty, and never give up, because I competed in several pageants before I won a pageant, so never ever give up on your dream.
Okay. Very good advice. So basically it sounds like this is, you know, it's something that you have to approach just like any other major goal, whether it's something academic or maybe in your work life. It's not something that you're just going to go out and stumble into. You've got to really dig down, dig deep, believe in yourself, and go for it, and be prepared to work for it, I imagine, right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. And then my other question was, what are some of the beauty secrets, because I know you beauty queens have them, that the rest of us don't know about? It's like it's classified information or something. What are some of the beauty secrets that you've picked up along the way to, you know, either combat things like, you know, we hear about different things to combat puffy eyes when you haven't gotten enough sleep, or just, you know, maybe it's posing for pictures. What are some of the secret that tricks that you could pass along to the rest of us?
I always start my day early with my one-hour cardio workout, because that gets my day going. And I end my day early, too, to get my beauty sleep. And in fact, I'm a pescatarian, so I'm pretty healthy. But if someone offers me dessert, then I cannot resist. but I think the secret to true beauty is just to love yourself as you are, because it will shine throughout your outer beauty.
Okay. So it basically sounds like there's really no tricks involved. It's really believing that you are beautiful.
Yes.
Okay. And just really quickly, you mentioned that you're a pescatarian. For those that aren't familiar with that term, pescatarian basically means you're a vegetarian but will eat fish. Is that correct?
Yes, seafood basically.
Okay. In case y'all were wondering.
Well, thank you, because I was wondering. So thank you for clearing that up, Julie.
That's what I'm here for.
Appreciate you. And thank you so much. Thank you so much, Agnes, for sharing all of that and taking your time and spending time with us this evening on Beauty Pop. And your message is just so profound. I mean, and it's so simple, and it's what we here at Beauty Pop are trying to get everyone to know and understand. Once you believe and know that you're beautiful on the inside, it truly does manifest itself on the outside. And you are living witness to that, my friend. Thank you so much. Are there any parting words that you'd like to say? Is there a way that people can keep in touch with you?
Yes, I'm running for Miss International this coming August. It's Miss Germany International. So please like and follow my Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to follow my journey as Miss Germany International towards Miss International pageant.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. And that you're going to be Miss Germany International?
I'm Miss Germany International, and then I will compete for the Miss International title.
Yeah, okay, got it. Okay, got it. And you said just go to the Facebook page and like that?
Yeah, I have a Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, basically everything. So feel free to like and follow me.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you. And Julie, did you have any final words for Ms. Agnes?
Well, Agnes, I'd like to wish you all the luck. Not that you need it, but I just think it's fantastic, you know, the example that you're setting for young women out there. And just keep it up. Keep it up, because we always love to see these good, happy stories.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. And that's going to do it for our edition of Beauty Popper. One last thing. What's hot and popping around town this weekend is Jazz at Sea, first Friday, this Friday, with special musical guest Howard Hewitt. So save the date and come on out and join Jazz at Sea on this first Friday, March the 7th, from 7 p.m. until, and join Howard as he performs his brand new single, You Still Live Inside Me. It's going to be at Cashmere Hollywood, 6767 Hollywood Boulevard, Hollywood, California, this Friday. So, everyone, come on down to Cashmere, formerly Marbella. And with that, thank you so much for joining us for this edition of Beauty Pop. Thank you so much, Julie Smith.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you all for tuning in. And we'll see you next week for another edition of, with Dr. Barbara Young, another edition of Beauty Pop.
Take care. See you next week.
See you next week.